Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, putting it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies? Whew. Y'all like it when I do it like that, don't you? Y'all be cracking myself up when I be doing these little intros. How my babies doing on this Thursday? Y'all out here just being so thrilled and so wise and so amazing with your sweet, sexy, fine selves. I know you are. Yes, child. I know y'all out there just shining on them because they hate it, baby. I know y'all out here just doing your 1-2. And why? Why do I tell y'all out here doing your 1-2? Why do I know it? Listen, y'all thrilled, first of all, because God made you thrilled, okay? And second, because you got to be thorough if you are out here listening to me, because I'm thorough. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I got to put this out there in pieces for you. So listen, how my baby's doing? How y'all been out there doing? I know y'all out here doing these businesses and accomplishing these goals and living y'all best life. I've been seeing y'all, you know. And I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing, you know. And of course, oh my gosh, I can't forget. Y'all know I can't forget about this right here. Y'all ready to say it with me? Unless you a hater, right? Even though y'all haters, y'all are made by God too. And I can't really hate on you like that because then I would be a hater too, you know. But, you know, here we go. Hi, haters. Because y'all need this work too. So listen, mama got a word for y'all. But first, I got a confession. If it sounds like I'm out of breath, child, it's because I am. And it ain't because I've been out here working out. Now, I have been, you know, living my best life. And I'm fitting all that still in these abs, child. Wait till y'all see this. You know, this thing right here is looking right. But guess what I've been doing, y'all? I've been doing so bad. I've been eating these for the last 2 days. These peanut butter cups, child. And I got a peanut allergy. I can't. Daggone Cetaphil family. Shout out to y'all. They gave me this nut allergy. So I can't really be messing with peanuts. Child, and I've been eating them. And this is messing with my asthma. I'm all jacked up. Okay? So if I sound like I'm like, because I am. Okay? But work with me. Because I got to put some stuff out there in pieces for y'all. So since we're talking about food, let's jump right on into this new burger that I done made for y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby, and I gotta put this burger out here in pieces for you, okay? So listen, y'all know how I get when I start talking about food. I get all high bothered and all that. Like, actually, I just started to touch with myself. Listen, this is Just a Touch of J. I'm calm down, so I put this out there in pieces for you. So look, I got a story to tell, like Biggie. Y'all know I got a story to tell, right? So look, I'm sitting up there. And I'm at the crib, and I'm like, you know what? They out there, they doing their little thing. You know how people be doing their thing on the grill. I start smelling a burger. I'm like, dang, man, that smell good. I should make a burger for, like, the family and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm like this, but I don't know. It got to be different because you know how I do. You know, I can't just make no regular burger. So, you know, thinking about it, I'm like, what should I do? So, you know, God laid it on my heart. You know, going over to the store. So I said, you know what? I'm going on over to the Asian Korea market that I go to. Child, they so dope. They got all the good stuff, child. Stuff you don't even know about they got. Okay, I'll be in there Googling like, what's this? Everything, look. So I go on over there, right? So when I walk in, okay, now mind you, I still got the smell of like the burger. You know, it's just all up in my head. Like, it's still in my nostrils and everything. So I'm like, okay. I go in there and I'm like, look, what can I do? Child, why God want to show me a peach and then he want to show me a plum? So I'm sitting up there and I'm like, hold on, a peach and a plum? Because y'all know I told y'all God be giving me these recipes. You know, he be laying them on my heart and I be like, no, God, that don't go together. We got this argument sometimes. I have to go back and forth with him and tell him no. And he be like, make it. You know, so I'm like, what the heck I'm going to do with a peach and a plum? Then, child, let me tell you what he did. So look, he said, remember when you used to make the kids the nachos with the peach plum salsa back in the day? So look, y'all, let me tell you. I got a story to tell like Biggie, okay? Look, Biggie Smalls, you know the rapper, for those of y'all who don't know. Okay, so look, I said, yeah, so I started reflecting on back in the day. So back in the day, right, look, when my kids was young, I used to work at a store called Costco, okay? It still exists, y'all know about Costco, it's like BJ's and all that, Sam's. Okay, so look, I'm working at Costco's in the pharmacy department, because at this time, I'm in pharmacy school, like, I'm going to school, like, I'm going to be a pharmacist, so I'm doing a whole little pharmacy tech thing, you know, like, the intern, like, student type thing. So I'm in there, and I'm doing that whole thing, and you know, when we used to go on our break, we used to go around the store, child, okay? And we would go ahead and we would get the samples. It was just like, oh my gosh. And oh, this one I used to eat chicken. Oh man, chicken used to taste so good. But look, let me go ahead and even though I kind of hated chicken, but their chicken was like this rotisserie chicken and it just was so amazing. But anyway, look, let me go back to it because I'm getting off the pieces. So let me get back to the pieces, okay? So I stopped one day and it was this lady. She had this peach salsa. And what she was doing was she put it like on this ground turkey. And it tastes so good. I said, oh my God, this tastes kind of good. So it was like just like a little mix and she was putting it on little crackers or something. So I taste, I said, yo, this is so banging. So you know, back then I didn't know I was gonna be, you know, this girl behind, you know, famous like chef. I didn't know I was gonna do all that and be putting it out there in pieces for nobody. So I'm just cooking for the kids. So I took it home and I came up with this little dish and I made like nachos out of it, you know, and I put all this stuff on it, like basil and things like that. So I started thinking, I said, you know what, maybe that's what God trying to tell me, go ahead, put on a burger. So like God, like, look, do the burger like that. So I'm like, okay, God, well, what got to go in there? You know, give me the other stuff, the ingredients. So he started telling me the ingredients, you know, grab some basil, you know, grab this and that. So I'm thinking, now, you know that I have advanced and I done came out a little bit. You know, I know a little bit more now. You know, because I've been dipping and dabbing and tasting and drinking and, you know, pairing things together, doing what it is that I do, baby, because this is just a touch of J. You know, and I know how to put it out there now in pieces for you, baby, okay? So I said, you know, what cheese would go good with this? Chill. God laid it on my heart. He said, you know, you like honey goat cheese, right? I said, oh my gosh, yes, God. I love honey goat cheese. And for those of y'all who know me and been listening, y'all know I love me some honey goat cheese. And I like to pair my honey goat cheese with like different fruits. And I love to drink peach fruity wine, okay, with just like a little bitterness with my, you know, with my honey goat cheese and my crackers and stuff like that and my fruits. Yes, I said, oh my gosh, honey goat cheese gonna go good with this, with the peach and the plum, right? So I said, okay, I'm gonna put that in there. So you know, God's just laying all this stuff on my heart. So I get all the ingredients, I go to the crib, child, I make this burger, child. Let me tell y'all the name of it. You ready? Look, let me get this together. It's called my peach plum honey goat cheese basil turkey burger. Okay, y'all better go ahead all over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. And of course on Veronica's Guide to Make a Love in the Kitchen, you know, the cookbook of love, the one that's dedicated to the cookbook and all that, on Facebook. Check it out on the Just a Touch of J Facebook page, the mobile app, Just a Touch of J mobile app. And you got to check it out on Twitter and Tumblr and all that, child, because listen, I got that thing dripping. I'm talking about, y'all, listen, I'm all up on the camera with it acting. Oh my God, I had to put that one out there seriously in pieces for you. And guess how I did it? Okay, now y'all know I love rap, y'all know I love music, and y'all know it's music time. And who have I been giving a shout out to lately? Yes, my man, my baby, Logic. Yes, y'all listen here, for all of the rap fans and everybody love hip-hop and music like me. Oh my gosh, have y'all been peeping that Confessions of a Dangerous Mind CD? Child, now look, I dropped it, okay, for y'all as the song of the week before last. Then I had to come again and drop two of them last week, okay, because I had to make them two song of the week again, all right, because it's just so thorough. Oh my gosh, shout out to you, Logic, like, you are just so thorough, like, y'all don't understand. I've been following Logic for a long time. I've always liked Logic. A lot of people really don't know who he is. He's a rapper and he be doing his little one too. He is more than a rapper, okay? So do a little research on him. I think I'm gonna do an article on him too and put some stuff out there because he is doing an amazing job. But I used his music in the food video. Okay, so listen. First song I used was, I think the first one that y'all are going to see is, and you're going to hear behind the burger, is Homicide. Yeah, child. Listen, I think it's song number 2 on the Confessions of a Dangerous Mind CD. Yes, child. And he is on there killing it with Eminem. Look, y'all, they murdered this track. I had to put it on the burger, behind the burger, y'all, because that was Homicide. I killed that. Y'all better go ahead out there. Y'all better check that out. Oh, my gosh. It just looks so amazing. It tastes amazing. It is amazing. Okay, so y'all need to check that out. And then I did another video, and I put that one out there in pieces. Like, I cut it up, and I put it on a page, and I did a full video where y'all could check that out, too. But I mixed the songs, right? So make sure y'all check out, too, one of the songs I put in there is called Commando. It's him and G-Eazy. Okay, check that out. Then he got Keanu Reeves. Child, listen here. I love me some Keanu Reeves. He's talking about how he the one. Yeah, he said, look, let me try to see if I get the lyrics right. Girl, what he say? You know you made it when they make a meme for you, right? Haters that never made it, I'm living the dream for you. I had to think about that one. Oh my God, that's my part, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Look, you know you made it when they make a meme for you. And haters, they never made it. He said, I'm living the dream for you. So he put that thing out there for y'all in pieces. So check that out. Y'all already heard it. You know, with the music I've been putting out there, the song is called Keanu Reeves. That's in the video. Then also, Lost in Translation. Now listen, let me tell you about Lost in Translation. This is why I like Lost in Translation, because like, yo, that song is like me. Oh my gosh, like the way he just trying to put it out there for him. And it's like, you know, sometimes I'll be trying to put it out there in pieces for y'all. And I, look, it's a lot to just a touch of J. I get lost in the translation. And sometimes y'all might be getting lost in the translation. And I try to wrap it up, just put that thing out there for you, y'all. You understand what I'm saying? And life is just like that sometimes. Period. We get lost in the translation of things. You know, so I put that one out there too. And then, of course, listen, even though I've been giving a shout out to Logic, I had to throw Biggie out there. You want to know why? Because it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Okay? Pictures on my wall. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know how I used to let that tape rock until the tape pop. Y'all know. Listen, that private stock, y'all know, look, I'm going to get into the rapping and all that. But I had to put that out there, too, because it was all a dream for me, man. And now this is just a touch of J, and I get to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? And I love it, and it's amazing. And y'all got to go ahead and check out that video, because, man, listen here. That Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, it's that work, man. Y'all got to check that out. So, look, moving right on along, let me try to get here and wrap this thing around here, too. How I've been putting my mind out there in pieces for y'all. Yeah, I've been giving y'all Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, y'all. Y'all know my mind is off the hook. This is just a touch of J. I have to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, so lately, this is what I've been doing. I've been putting it out there, right? So I had to put it out there today, y'all, and a lot of good stuff happened when I put my mind out there today. Let me tell you. So I'm listening to my pastor. And y'all bear with me because I told y'all I'm out of breath with this whole asthma thing because I was out there eating that peanut butter and I shouldn't have been doing it. Yo, I should not have been eating that peanut butter stuff. And I'm talking about I was tearing them up. The lady at the store, I opened up in the store real quick before I get to the pastor stuff. Look, I'm in the store eating them. You know, I got all my workout stuff, everything, child. I am sure everything. I'm feeling all good. You know, came out the gym, child. Go over to Aldi's. I don't know why I'm at all these. Just going ahead and I start opening them up. I'm eating them in the store. I get to the register. The lady gonna go, is that your protein from after working out? I said, yes, it is, child. But I just started like eating them, going crazy. And now I'm all out of breath and all messed up. So look, just bear with me. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay, so look, we talking about my mind and how I've been putting it out there. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. If you're just tuning in or whatever. Okay, and that's the name of Logic's album and all of that. And we was talking about my food and how I've used his music in the video. Okay, so now we're going to talk about my mind, right? I'm putting it out there in pieces today all crazy. After I was listening to my pastor. Now, Y'all know how I get. Y'all know when I'm working out and I'm doing my 1-2. Look, that's part of my daily routine, baby. I don't play around, okay? God has done an amazing thing in my life. God been blessing me. And look, I don't have no shame in my life. Mm-mm. No, child, no. I got to let y'all know how good God been. So I'm listening to Keon, right? Y'all know. Shout out to you, Keon Henderson. Oh, my God. I love my pastor. Yes, child, my pastor's so thorough. So look, I'm putting it out there. I'm listening to Keon, right? So I'm like, okay, hold on, y'all. I got to fix my scarf. Hold on, my scarf. Hold on. I got to tie because come down. I can't see these notes. All right, boom, I tied it. All right, now listen. So what Keon is, he's on it. He's talking about, the first thing he's talking about is, what was the first one? Oh, it's called Don't Let It Get to You, okay? So he's out there, he's doing this whole message, Don't Let It Get to You. And he's talking about how you can't let certain things get to you. So he starts talking about discouragement, right? And he says that discouragement is basically loss of confidence or enthusiasm. Right, so he starts listing these things, right? You know, because sometimes y'all know we get all discouraged. You know, we living our best life. Everything's all good. Everything is all thorough. Then all of a sudden, bam, you like this. Oh, man, something start going wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knows, but you kind of know. And you like, oh, man, and that can break you down, man. Listen, when you out here, you living your best life, you doing what you got to do, and then all of a sudden, something happened, and that stuff can tear you up. You know, because nobody knows but you, and you trying to do what you got to do. So also, it could be something too like this, health, okay? Let's just say y'all out here, y'all doing y'all thing like me. You know, you in the gym. You know, you doing what till you eat right, you doing everything right. You know, you doing good, right? Then you go to that doctor's appointment, that 6-month doctor appointment. They do their blood work. They like, hold on, your blood pressure high. You like, wait a minute. Now listen here, I've been doing right. It can't be high and all that. And the doctor like, no, you suffering from high blood pressure. We need to put you on this medicine. You know, that could be discouraging. Because here you out here thinking that you doing everything that it is that you're supposed to do. And it's not working. That can get you off course. Then he says something about, oh, you meet somebody. You know. You meet somebody. We're not talking about the relationship. We're talking about you just meet somebody. And you're like, oh, you know, this person is cool. Y'all go out. You know, like you friends. You know, like guy, you meet another guy. Or female, you meet another female. And you start opening up to them. And y'all start being cool. Then all of a sudden, you find out the day what you thought. You know, they might start hating on you, something like that. You're like, hold on, wait a minute. I thought you was cool. You know, that can be discouraging. Because here it is. You might start thinking about how your judgment isn't right. Like, daggone, gosh, you know, I can't meet nobody that's cool like me. You know, that could be discouraging. Or, you know, when people break your trust, you know, like maybe a family member. Y'all know y'all out there dealing with some of that. You know, or like a best friend or a friend that you've had for like a long time, like a lot of years. And then all of a sudden, you know, you start seeing that they break your trust. It ain't right. They do something. Child, you don't really know what to do because y'all been cool for a long time. That could be real discouraging. Like, how could you do this to me? That type of thing, right? You know? Or listen, what if you was in bad relationships and stuff? Like, let's just say, like, you was in a relationship that was just horrible. You like, I need some time to heal. I got to get myself together. I'm messing with nobody. Then all of a sudden, you get yourself together. Okay, years passing, everything. Then somebody come along, and you like, look, you know, you healed, and you tell them it, and y'all have an amazing time. Then all of a sudden, they start doing that trickery on you. After you done put it out there in pieces for them, you know, look, I'm trying to keep it real. It's just a touch of J. Y'all know what y'all out here doing. Some of y'all out here putting it out there in pieces, doing stuff. Okay, listen. You know, and then you like, daggone, I done waited all this time. Okay, and they don't got their life in order. And you like somebody else that don't got their life in order after you done spent all this time trying to get yours in order. Look, this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? But that could be very discouraging. Or what about this, y'all? Kids. You know, for those of y'all out there that got kids, okay? Y'all know you out here, you working. You working 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? Y'all out here doing y'all thing, trying to make sure that the kids got this, taking them this place, that place, buying them what they want. They ain't getting good grades. They trying to play with you. got the nerve to say something smart, sometimes a little slick. Like, hold on, wait a minute. Not trying to appreciate how you out here sacrificing for them. That could be discouraging. Or financially. I mean, listen, what happens, y'all, if y'all are out here, y'all living your best life, y'all doing your thing, you know, listen, then all of a sudden you lose your job. Then you can't find another job. Then unemployment don't want to get you no unemployment or something like that. Child, listen here, okay? Then you got your savings and you start living off your savings and your savings start going down, child. You start getting scared. What's going on? Oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. See, that could be discouraging. So basically what he's saying is, in this message, which is called Don't Let It Get to You, is that you can't let these things get to you. And this is what he's saying, okay? He's saying that sometimes when all of this is going on, you can have haters too that come up. You know, now look, because I told you, you know, people start hating on you. They be hating on you all the time anyway. And listen, let me drop a plug real quick. If they're hating on you, go on over to Just a Touch of J, download that mobile app, and go up in there and fix them the haters passion drink and make yourself one too. You know, and relax a little bit, because you know haters, they hate with a passion, and that's what they supposed to do. You know, but sometimes you get these haters and stuff. You know, in the midst of all this you got going on, you like, oh my God, I just can't. You ready to just give up? You like, I'm about to throw in the towel. I'm tired. You know, you just tired. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all out there, some of y'all out there, y'all just tired. Y'all like, what's next? If it ain't this, it ain't that. Keon is trying to tell y'all, don't let it get to you. And he's saying how you don't let it get to you is that you have courage. Okay? Now listen, this is his definition. This is basically the definition of courage. Okay? Courage means that you have to have the ability to do whatever it is that frightens you. Okay? So look, when you got all this stuff going on, baby, yes, that means that you got to get strong. You can't be weak. No, you can't be weak in none of this. You got to be strong in this. Okay, you got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to believe. You got to be strong. You got to put on the, for those of y'all who subscribe to the book, the full armor of God. Okay, you got to go ahead and do your thing. Okay, you look, this is Just a Touch of J. Work with me here. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay, but you have to have courage. Okay, now listen, you can't run away from it. Okay, like, now listen, I got to give a shout out to TD Jakes. He just did this amazing Father's Day special. Child, where he was talking about guys and how they be running away from their problems and how they scared to be theyself. No, I'll put that out there in peace for you later. But you can't run away from none of the problems. Guys, if you are out here and you trying to do this, don't leave your family. Okay? And women or guys, if y'all are out here and y'all in a relationship and you got all this going on and things start getting bad, because y'all know what happened. You're in a relationship sometimes and then stuff start going wrong. And then what y'all do? You know, you like, man, look, I should get a divorce and this and that. You can't let it get to you. Okay, you have to have courage. Don't run away from it. Y'all work together. Y'all do it together. It's going to be okay. All right, and if these kids or whatever's messing with you, or it's a job or whatever, you have to be in good courage and have courage and do what it is that frightens you. It doesn't matter. You have to stay focused, okay? So basically, that's what that message right there was about, okay? So look, I'm going to try to wrap this thing all around and together for y'all. So I got so excited about that message, child. I said, oh my God, this message was for me. This message is for everybody else. You know, because we all out here and sometimes we get a little discouraged sometimes with certain things that happen just in life, period. So I said, I got to share this. I got to put this out there. Because whenever God put something on my heart and it touched me, okay, and it had me like, okay. I said, hold on now. Somebody needs this. Y'all know how I do, y'all. Somebody needs this. I don't care if it's one person. I don't know who this is, but somebody needs it. So I said, I put the little message out there. I don't know who this is for, but go on over to YouTube and y'all want to check out Pastor Keon Henderson's message called Don't Let It Get to You. Okay? You need to hear it. It's for you. And I don't know who it's for, right? So look, people try to hit me up. Oh my God, it's for me, it's for me. So it's this one girl, she hit me up. Now, when she hit me up, I wasn't paying attention because I'm in, you know, the car, I'm driving. I'm listening to the new message by this time. The new message is living above distractions. That was the second message, okay? So I said, oh my God, God is, you know, he giving it to me today. Because listen here, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. I got to be honest, I got to put it out there in pieces for y'all. It's hard sometimes when you got so much going on. You got to stay focused. I told y'all, I got a vision board. I got clocks or alarms on my phone that go off at certain times because I got to keep on the path. Okay, I can't be getting distracted out here. Okay, so that message comes on. I'm like, oh my gosh, this must be for me. Here we go. So I said, let me listen to this. So I'm listening to that, but the girl hit me up. So we're going to get right back to her in a minute. Okay, so I'm listening to this message and he's talking about living above these distractions and how these distractions come. Okay, and what he's basically saying is that sometimes the haters, he starts talking about the haters and these distractions come, but you cannot focus on them, right? And what he's saying is that you got to focus on, y'all ready? Now listen here, God, give it to me. Look, hold on. Jesus, give it to me the way you laid this on my heart. I got to put it out there for him, right? All right, y'all, now listen, I'm going to try to get this out there for you, okay? Basically, what he is saying is that God gives us this vision to focus on, okay? Have y'all ever had like this, it's like a clear picture that you can see. It's something that it's like you can visually see. Okay, now, remember Jay-Z, I don't know for y'all who like rap like I do, he did this song and he did this interview and he said, my uncle said, I never sell a million records, I sold a million records like a million times. Like his uncle basically downplayed him when he had this vision about his life. He saw his life being one way and that he could start this record company and he was going to be this millionaire, billionaire, and he was going to have all of this and he was going to do all these things that was going to change the world. And he did all this stuff. You know, he got the Sean John and that Sean John, the cologne. He came out with all just so much helping people. He believed in himself. You know, he had the distractions and discouragement and stuff like that came along and people wasn't believing in him. All right, y'all. Now, look, I'm trying to walk with y'all in here. I'm trying to walk you to this. But he had this vision nobody else could see. Anybody out there got that type of vision? You know what I'm talking about. That vision that you see real clear. Child, look, maybe it's your wife. Okay, for my fellas out there. Y'all know who your wife is? Some of y'all know who the wife is. You like, damn, you can see it clear. But you know you might be a little afraid or something like that. You don't know, but you see it. Like, no matter what, you like, I know this is it. You know, some of y'all go out there and y'all go after it. Or, you know, for y'all females, maybe you know who your husband is. I don't know. Maybe you know about this job or this career God laid on your heart. You like, okay, I'm going to start this company. You know, it's going to be a shoe heel company. And the shoe going to do this one thing. And it's going to turn into a heel. You know, and when you walking on it, you know, then it's going to turn into a flat sneaker for when you go to the gym. I don't know what y'all got going on. Look, this is just a touch of J, baby. I got a lot going on. I'll be trying to put out the pieces for you. But it's this vision, you know. It's this vision that you can see that's clear. Let me see how I can bring this out to y'all. There is a lady with the issue of blood in the Bible. Okay. And she is suffering from bleeding. She's been bleeding. She's been doctors years. Could you imagine y'all out there, y'all my females, y'all know you come on your little monthly, you know you got issues going on. Child, can you imagine for years? Guys, y'all know how that be having us. We be all over the place sometimes. Yes, child. I'm talking about years she was bleeding. Yes, child. She was messed up. But she had like this vision when she saw Jesus. And she said, you know what? If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be healed. You know, she saw that vision just so clear. Okay. It was nobody else could see it. Nobody else, because God didn't give it to nobody else. You know, but she believed it. She could, she ain't had to talk to him. She ain't had to run up and be like, look, Jesus, I know you my boy. They say you out here healing. They say you out here doing something. Look, hook a sister up. She ain't had to do none of that, okay? She just said, I just want to touch just the hem of it. I know. She saw it. She believed in it. You understand what I'm saying? Come on now. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. She saw this vision. And y'all had this vision. And what happened is she touched him. She was healed immediately. You know, she didn't go back to bleeding. You know, because when God does stuff in your life, you are complete. Okay? Come on now. That's why he says when you get with him, you a new creature. You ain't who you used to be. And y'all know this is just a touch of J. Some of y'all know how I used to be. And I know you know that how I put it out there in pieces for you right now is totally different than how I used to put it out there in pieces for you before, baby. Okay, so look, I'm a living witness, okay, that okay? You got to live above these distractions. And Keon is saying that you got to go ahead and you got to focus on this vision that you can see. Okay, we all have this vision that God has laid on our life. Okay, this is what God just put on me just now. Okay, I remember about a year and a half ago, I'm trying to wrap this up for y'all. My girl Tati, it's my girl Hadia's sister. Okay, Tati said to me, I put this post out on Instagram. My name is RONI76. I was in my feelings at that time. It's probably like maybe 2 years ago. Somebody pissed me off, you know, because you know, I be having people hating on me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't have people out here who be believing in me and supporting my dreams. Especially back then, they thought I was crazy. What, you think you better than me now? You know, child, my family was hating on me. Child, they try, and look, then they try to act like they wasn't hating. Man, please. It was, look, it was hurtful. You understand what I'm saying? I got in my feelings and I put a little message out there on Facebook. You know, we all do it. No, it wasn't Facebook, it was Instagram. On IG, we all do it. You know, my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. I don't know what it was, but it's still there because I ain't deleted it, okay? But she commented on it. You know, it wasn't crazy. I just was like, something like people need support. You know, nobody believe in your vision. You know, something like that. And she was like, that's because God gives you the vision. Ain't nobody else supposed to be able to see it but you, because it's yours. It's for you. It ain't for nobody else. So you understand what I'm saying? There is this vision that you have that nobody can see but you. Okay, so what Keon is basically saying, let me go ahead on over here, y'all, because this is just a touch of day. I got to wrap this thing out, wrap this thing up, because I'm putting it out there in pieces for you, baby, to live above these distractions and these things that you have coming, all right? And how you go ahead and you do all that is basically you got to have this courage. And you got to focus on this vision that God gave you. Just focus on that. Whatever you see that's very, very clear. Okay? And you won't let it get to you. All right? Yes, y'all. So look, I tried to wrap that up. So look, now, fast forward to the girl that hits me up. We're going to go back. So the girl hits me up. I go on IG and I'm like, oh my God, I got this message, right? So the girl's like, oh my God, that was for me. So I had met this girl, okay? Shout out to you. I put it out there for y'all so y'all can go check it out. On my name is RONI76 on Instagram and on Facebook. I had met this girl like a few years ago. So when I first came out, like, you know, with some of my stuff, I'm like, oh my God, follow me on social media. You like food? You know, I'm promoting myself, okay? I had made it at that time that I would just get 10 people to download my app and to follow me and do stuff like that every day, okay? So she was one of the people. And, you know, her and her dude, you know, they were there where I was at. And they went ahead. And they supported me, and she's been supporting me since day one. So she's like, oh my God, you know, because I said, I don't know who this message is for. Remember, I put out the little message. I said, but y'all need to go look at this message from Keon Henderson. It's on YouTube. So she says, oh my God, that message right there, that was for me. It was don't let it get to you. She says, and I told her as she's, you know, responding to it, God laid something on my heart. So I'm like, oh, here you go, God. And God, just what God told me to tell her. Okay, it was something like this. Matter of fact, let me go to it real quick. I want to tell y'all the right thing. Look, now, I can't tell y'all nothing wrong. Hold on, let me get to it. So, this is what I told her. This is what God told me to tell her. I said, God told me to tell you, don't you worry about what it looks like. You focus on what you see, as into what he showed you is his vision. Chill, let me tell you what this girl done said back. Her name is Heaven's Girl 6. Shout out to you, baby. She said, oh my gosh, last night at Vacation Bible Study, we studied Joseph and his time in prison, okay? She said, yet he stayed focused on the vision no matter what it looked like. God is just awesome, okay? With an explanation point, child. She said, a good word with an explanation point. She number signed it. Hashtag, whatever y'all call it now, faithful. She said, always confirming his word. I definitely want to share my testimony. Bless you. Now, listen, y'all, I tell y'all all the time that I'm anointed. Look, this, many are called and few are chosen. I didn't choose this for my life. God chose me. Okay, he said, look, you know, I've been hearing this for years. Okay, girl, you got an anointing on your life. When I used to praise dance, child, and God's bringing me back to it. So, look, y'all gonna be saying stuff too. You know, he putting it out there in pieces for y'all. But, you know, listen, I'm anointed and I got this call on my life. That's why I'm able to make these crazy recipes for y'all that I call crazy. You know, God does these things. That's why you got the Just a Touch of J mobile app. He told me exactly how to make the app. Put the J here, make it love V's kitchen, make it spell out this. The fitness page, he told me when to put it out, when not to put it out. People ask me sometimes, I mean, how you gonna do this and how you gonna do that? Well, not no more, but they used to be asking me stuff, you know, and I would be like, when God tells me to, it's with God's timing. And God sometimes really lays these things on my heart, and he told me to tell her that. Child, I didn't know that she was doing that at Vacation Bible Study last night. I had no idea that that's the message that God told me to give her, the message that she already heard to confirm that everything was going to be okay with her life. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, this is Just a Touch of J. So I'm summing all this up for you, okay, to let you know, listen, number one, listen to me when I tell you something, okay? Because look, this is some real life stuff, okay? And you got to be thorough if you listening to me, because it's a lot of y'all, okay? Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of y'all out here listening to me, okay? First thing, don't let it get to you, okay? All right? If you get discouraged, I'm trying to do a little recap, all right? And you lose your confidence and your enthusiasm, be in good courage. Keep this courage coming, okay? Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't make it up in your head and destroy it before you even do it. Fight it. Go ahead after it. Have courage, okay? Go after that thing that you're scared of, because that's what frightens you. You got to have that courage, okay? So go ahead and do that, right? Live above these distractions, okay, by focusing on what God has shown you. He gave you the clear vision of what it is that he wants you to see, that your life is going to be okay if you just follow the path that he's trying to get you to go on. All right. So can y'all do that, please, and see this daggone vision? Because look, this is Just a Touch of J. And sometimes I don't know how to put this out there in peace for you, but this will God be laying on my heart, and I got to go ahead and do it. Okay, because I love y'all. I love my babies. I can't have y'all out here lost. I keep telling y'all that, okay? So look, I wrap that up for you. Look, I try to do the best I can, okay? Again, this is Just a Touch of J, okay? I'm just trying to do this new thing and put it out there in pieces for you. So I hope you loved it. I hope you got it. Be in good courage. Have courage. Fight. Don't get distracted. You know, it's going to be okay. Shout out to you, girl. I'm glad I was able to give you the message that God told me to give you. Okay, Heaven's Girl, I think 6 or Heaven's 6 Girl. Y'all know what I told y'all that it was. You know, it's on, my name is O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram. I'm glad I was able to encourage other people. Niecy out there, yeah, Tasia, you said it was for you. A couple other people said it was for them. Keon Henderson, he even liked it. Shout out to you, Pastor. I love you. Thank you for changing my life. Oh my God, he's so amazing, y'all. Y'all gotta check him out. Y'all know Pastor Keon Henderson on YouTube. Lighthouse Deliverance Church, you know, check that out, okay? So look, before I get out of here, okay, first of all, shout out to everybody with the whole skates thing. Child, woo-hoo! Yeah, baby, I'm in here acting like I'm skating right down on this hardwood floor, okay? Doing that little one too. I can't wait to show y'all these skills, okay? Thank you for everybody out there doing that. Oh, and look, another thing. The Father's Day. I got a little Father's Day competition. Now, look, I ain't put it out there too crazy because, you know, y'all been, it's a lot of y'all. Y'all been doing a lot of stuff. But I put it on the Just a Touch of J mobile app. And what I'm doing is I'm giving away something to a father, you know, who really just may be feeling like they haven't been appreciated. So I told them to send in a picture of them and their family, or you can nominate a father if you want. And, you know, just basically a little small paragraph on why you believe that this father deserves a Father of the Year, you know, giveaway award. Okay, so go ahead and you do that, and I'm gonna announce everything on Saturday, and you have to pick a number from 1 to 50 to be able to get into it. And all the instructions are on the Just a Touch of J mobile app, so you know, check it out. Now, I told y'all that I'm struggling to breathe, but I'm gonna say this last little thing. I gotta give a shout out to my man. Yes, I love you. Okay, not literally my man, but my man's, you know, like my people's, okay, you know, with this whole slang thing. Sean Garvey. Yeah, so listen, for y'all who know who Sean Garvey is, you know, he's really out here out in the A, and he did an interview on me. Okay, shout out to you, Sean Garvey. And what he did was he compared me to Y'all ready? Drum roll. I don't know if that was a drum roll or not, but he compared me to the chef. Okay, G. Garvin. Y'all know who G. Garvin is? Oh my God, I was so honored. He said, girl, you like the female G. Garvin. Now y'all know who out in the food world, G. Garvin is so thorough. Yeah, you know, he do the thing out in the A. He used to do the thing out in the A. Yes, child, he fine. He dark skinned. And you know, he get on there with his little swag. He do his little thing. I said, you know what? I ain't never been compared to him. But yes, baby, because this is just such a day on me, but I was honored. So anyway, look, he did this little interview with me, and y'all are going to be able to go ahead and check that out. You know, we're going to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? It's getting ready to air soon, and I will keep you posted on when it does. And also, I'm going to be on his morning show in Hotlanta. Wait till y'all check that out, man. This is Justin Touch of J. I've been telling y'all for a minute. I am really out here putting it out there in pieces for y'all, okay? Shout out to the Diva Girl Fishing. Oh my God, my girls. Yes, we got the self-love campaign coming. Boo, with some of these proceeds this year from my self-love campaign are going to the domestic violence stuff with one of my girlfriends. Yeah, shout out to you out there in DeVita. I'm going to see y'all on the 12th. Okay, shout out to you. And then we got the, you know, the power series, you know, power, you know, they trying to end my whole thing with power. You know, I gotta give y'all the drop on power. All right, because this is just a touch of J, and it's so much like the 12 days of Christmas that's coming, you know, because Christmas just ain't at Christmas time, baby. You know, and then, you know, 10 ways to shine on, 10 ways not to, and all the other stuff, you know, that I gotta put out there in pieces for you, baby. So I'm gonna go ahead and skate on to the side, you know, and let you guys go. You know, I've been on here for a little bit, but I ain't seen y'all, and I ain't talked to y'all, and I ain't been shining and, you know, doing none of that, because mama just been chilling, living her best life, trying to let y'all live a little bit too. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna end this with the come on, y'all, who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, baby. And I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. All right? So I hope you guys got it. I hope I was able to bring it all to you. I know this one was a little drawn and long and a little bit. But, you know, I can't breathe, y'all. Pray for me. I ain't going to eat that peanut butter stuff no more. I promise you. And make sure y'all out there shining on because they hate it. I got to go ahead and tell you this. Don't you let nobody tell you ain't thrown, you ain't wise. Don't you be out here stressing over nothing. God is good. Okay? He is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. And my life is amazing. I keep trying to tell you. I've been out here living my best life, child. Listen here. And y'all can live your best life too because I just gave you some tools on how to do it. So go listen to it. Check out Keon Henderson, you know, and just, you know, trust God. All right, because that's what I'm out here doing, baby. All right, I love you guys. Oh my God, I love my babies. All right, until next time, y'all take care. Oh, real quick too, it's music time shortly. I got something dope for y'all. All right, it's coming up. Bye-bye. Hey y'all, this is Justin Touch of J. Listen, I done messed up on something, y'all. And I don't do that whole you know how people be editing their podcasts? I don't do all that. So listen, I gotta come back on here, child. I said Sean John. Sean John is Puffy. Okay, P. Diddy is Sean John. It's not Sean John, it's Sean Carter. Okay, so look, this is Justin Touch of J. I've been awake for a long time. I need to take it down. Actually, I'm in the bed right now, and I was trying to put it out there in pieces for y'all, and I can't be messing up Jay-Z stuff. Okay, so it's a part in there when I was talking about Jay-Z, and instead of me saying Sean Carter, I said Sean John. All right, bear with me, work with me. All right, like I said, this is Justin Touch of J, and I had to fix that part, and I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. All right, so y'all got it. I'm going to lay down. Y'all have an amazing day. All right? Don't charge it to me. Charge it to the game. All right? Bye-bye.